It is time for Over There with Marella Rostroffer. Marella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in the land of rain, somewhere, rainy mountaintop. And hi, Marella. How are you, other than the weather?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. Yes, the weather is quite rainy, and it's not so much of a nice beginning of the season, but we have so much other stuff going on that I think the weather is being almost forgotten. As you know, we had this weekend the European elections, and this is definitely something that is worth mentioning. But before that, I would like to quickly go back to Austria, as last week we were talking about what is called now the Ibiza Gate. It's, as a small reminder, the government in Austria was put into jeopardy because of the vice chancellor being taped in a big house in Ibiza, promising contracts or making promises that he should not have made in exchange for the potential help of the niece of a Russian oligarch. It turned out to be all a scam. There was no niece, there was no oligarch, there was nothing but a setup. After that, the vice chancellor had to resign, which he did, but automatically the chancellor was also in trouble, even though he doesn't belong to the same party. He made a coalition with the extreme right at the time, and I'm sure lately he must have regretted that decision, but that's what it was. And the parliament decided to put his position on a confidence vote, which he lost on Monday. It did not get the confidence. Obviously, what happened there now is that in order to basically reshuffle the government, people that usually would never come together, not even talk to each other actually, just put themselves together in order to get the necessary majority to make sure that Kurz gets out of the government. That being said, this was the decision of the parliament. Kurz, the now former Austrian chancellor, is extremely popular in Austria. As a matter of fact, his party on Sunday for the European Parliament elections did very well, which also shows clearly that he will have a chance again in September, where the new elections are going to take place. This is really very soon, basically. Just after the summer, the decisions are going to be retaken, and he is in a very fighting spirit. He feels that people like him. He has done many things already in those about 500 days in the government, which is an extremely short period of time, but he did some things. He knows already what you know, what he could improve, for example, transparency when it comes to how the parties are financed and these kind of issues. So if he's very, very reflective, very smart, he definitely has, again, a good chance in September. And I bet that if he should ever need a coalition partner again, he will not choose the extreme right in Austria. But this is now going to be a topic for September. Now I would like to talk about the European Union Parliament elections over the weekend. There has been some major changes, and the parties that were at the top during the past 5 years do not have a majority anymore. There has been a huge wave for the Green parties. This is probably one of the biggest victory. There has been also a huge wave for extreme right and nationalist party that are actually against the European Union, at least in the way it functions right now. And so what one can say about the new parliament is that you have now many more fractions. And in order to have the necessary majority to take decisions, some partners will have to be found. So while the EPP and the SND, which are the major parties, the European People's Party and the Socialist and Democrats pro-Europe parties, do not have a full majority, they still have the largest part of the seats. And that, I think it's very important to say that while there has been some shifting, probably it's not the wave that some people were envisioning. So I think the major parties will have to probably talk a lot with the Greens. And they will have to talk a lot with the center-left, the Alliance, and Liberals and Democrats for Europe. But the bottom line is that all of those parties might have different programs, but they are still very much pro-European. The parties that are basically against Europe are the parties that won in France with Marine Le Pen, in England with Nigel Farage, as he likes his name to be pronounced, and the victory also in Italy. Of course, those victories should not be underestimated, because those countries are major countries, are big countries in Europe. We are talking about France, Italy, England, who supposedly should be out of Europe very soon, but seems to have had a big victory with this anti-Europe party over the weekend. They do not have a majority. They can, of course, change a lot of directions and put pressure when it comes to certain decisions. And as some of them have said already, this is the beginning of a new era against migration. That was said by Viktor Orban in Hungary. So it really looks like some of those parties are completely obsessed with migrations, with the topics that have been really important this past year. But the Green Party is surfing on a completely different wave. And while migration is obviously important for every party, their success is due to the fact that people, and especially young people, want some very fast, very drastic decisions about the environment, about sustainability, about social justice, about civil rights and basically as really number one urgent climate action. And they said it very clearly after the weekend. They would be ready to speak with all the parties in the European Parliament, but only if action is really taken, only if parties are ready now to stop just talking about it and really do something. They want to stick to the Paris Agreement and they want to see results. What I found almost ironic is that some of the social democrat party leaders were saying that they were a little bit taken by surprise from this green wave success. And in all honesty, if you really if one really looks at all the successes that the Green parties have had in the past few months in Europe, or all the protests on the street, beginning with the one with teenagers and children, and at the end their parents and grandparents, it feels like it's a little bit surprising that some people were surprised, because this was almost the most obvious success of the weekend. So while there has been a real shift and there will be a new balance of power in Europe, in at least in the Parliament of the European Union, maybe it's not only for the worse, as it shows a real democratic process. Many people will have a saying, and that might be actually at the end a very positive result of these elections.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostrofer. Over there.
My pleasure.